You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Knockoffs, nicknames, and crummy weather don't have that much in common, except that we received questions about the origins of all of these words.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with me now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzon. She joins us over Skype. Hello there, Anne.
Good morning.
We've been getting so many great questions lately, and that is why we decided to knock off three today, right? See what I did there?
I do see what you did. So let's just start with knockoff right off the bat. This question came in from Ian, who wanted to know about the relationship between knocking off work and a knockoff for something that is fake. Now, some people have tried to date knockoff in relation to work to post-industrial revolution, but it actually goes back to at least the mid-1600s. Let me give you this quote from 1651, and I think you can hear how we might get this meaning of stopping work. "He returned to his study where he sat unless suitors or some other affairs knocked him off." So it's that sense of knock in the sense of to bang or to strike. And here, you know, he's going to do his work unless someone or something knocks him off course. And around the same time, we see it just to mean to stop work. By 1817, we see knockoff meaning to complete hastily. And here's a wonderful quote from 1817. "He had to dispose of a christening, a marriage, and a funeral, and he would knock them off as fast as he could." Now, that meaning is probably related to the noun meaning of knockoff for a cheap imitation. That comes much later. The first quote in the Oxford English Dictionary is 1966, and it comes from the New York Times, where we get, "Copying designs to sell for less has a name in the industry. It is called the knockoff." Now, that meaning may also have been facilitated by the meaning of knockoff for steal or robbery, which goes back to the beginning of the 20th century. So there's knockoff.
All right, let's move on to nickname.
I love the story of nickname, and I actually am surprised we haven't talked about it on the show before. This word goes back to the 1300s, and its original form is ekonoma. The first part of that compound is E-K-E, eka, and it means an addition or a supplement. So your ekonoma is your supplemental name, which of course makes total sense. And then what happens here is a kind of reanalysis where you have an ekonoma, and if you say that quickly, an ekonoma, the N can move, so you get a nekonoma, which over time becomes a nickname. And that may be reinforced by the fact that nick as a noun, meaning, you know, a notch in wood, it's also, of course, a nickname itself, that that's available. And that's how we get a nickname.
All right, let's move on to that crummy weather you mentioned, except the weather actually is not crummy at all today.
It is not. And this came in from Joe just yesterday, actually. And the crummy, well, let's start with, how do you spell crummy?
I would spell it C-R-U-M-B-Y.
And I would spell it the way Joe spelled it, which is C-R-U-M-M-Y. Now, the way you spell it reveals its origin, which is to be filled with crumbs. And that's really where this comes from, that the meaning to be filled with crumbs comes to mean filthy or dirty, and that comes to mean inferior. We've got this going back to at least the mid-19th century. And now lots of things that have nothing to do with crumbs or anything that might be filled with crumbs can be crummy.
All right, three in a row. Keep sending us your questions. We love to read them. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a really good day.
Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.